Welcome to Value Nation's Valuation Tip of the Day, your quick guide to U.S. property valuation. I'm your host, Charlie Johnson, with one tip to help elevate your real estate skills. Today's tip, how to read capitalization rate or cap rate for commercial properties. So cap rates measure a property's income potential, which is crucial for mortgage pros appraising retail or industrial spaces and for buyers investing in commercial real estate. It's pretty simple. You're going to divide the property's net operating income by its purchase price. So for example, a $1 million warehouse earning $70,000 annually has a 7% cap rate. In 2025, so far in 2025, cap rates average 6 to 8% for industrial properties, but are climbing closer to 10% for logic. Lower cap rates mean higher valuations, signaling strong demand for that market, like in e-commerce driven warehouses, for instance. Higher cap rates, like in struggling office markets, suggest riskier investments. So mortgage pros, compare cap rates to local market averages just to validate the appraisals. And buyers, a lower cap rate might mean a pricier property, but better stability. Check on income statements to ensure the net operating income is accurate. Here's my takeaway. Use sites like LoopNet to find local mortgage cap rates. Mortgage pros, verify the income data. You know, buyers favor properties with stable cap rates. Very simple. Look, if you need help with commercial valuations, like even an AVM or BPOs, which are fairly inexpensive, head over to www.nationwideamc.com and find more information under the Solutions tab. Or reach out to us directly at sales@nationwideamc.com to get started. Tune in next time for another Value Nation Valuation Tip of the Day.